Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, it's been nearly a year since President Trump signed the 2018 Farm Bill, and one provision in that bill made it legal to grow industrial hemp in the U.S. for the first time in more than 50 years. It has been a steep learning curve for some farmers as they try to figure out how to grow and process the low THC version of the cannabis plant. Liz Reed from member station WESA visited one farmer at a warehouse in western Pennsylvania.
You can smell the hemp long before you can see it.
There is a noticeable smell.
That's Ed Santillan, CEO of AgriFarm LLC.
And I know people that are on the radio can't tell, but what you're smelling today is about only a third of what it really smells like when we first harvest the crop.
We're at AgriFarm's hemp processing facility in Vanport, Pennsylvania, about 30 miles down the Ohio River from Pittsburgh. Hemp. Rows and rows of it, stalks as much as 8 feet long, hangs from orange plastic netting to dry. It smells just like marijuana. But there's one big difference, says Chief Operations Officer John Clay. This hemp has way less THC, the psychoactive ingredient in weed that makes you feel high.
We have less than 0.3% THC in our product versus your standard medical marijuana having anywhere from 15 to 40% THC.
Clay reaches out to one of the stalks and crumbles it between his fingers.
And as you see, the seeds can fall right out as this stuff is drying out. And what we'll do is we'll pick the seeds up and we'll run them through our seed processor.
He walks over to one of three seed tables. It's basically a big wooden box on legs filled with the processed seeds, each about the size of a peppercorn. He reaches in and scoops up a handful.
We have approximately 250 pounds of seed in here. And this basically is shed off of these plants, and we haven't even broken the plants down. So, you know, we'll expect to have probably a couple thousand pounds by the time we're done.
Clay says he won't have any problem finding buyers for these hemp seeds. There was a seed shortage this year, he says, and next year demand could be even higher as industrial hemp programs get going in large states like Texas and Florida. But growing hemp for seed wasn't actually the plan. Initially, AgriFarm wanted to plant a seedless strain of hemp to be processed into CBD products, but an exceptionally wet spring foiled that plan, so the company switched gears. Adaptability is key to survival in this business, says Santillan.
We've talked to several farmers who have had total losses of their crop. It's a learning curve for everyone. I think it's important for all farmers to work together to benefit each other and offer our services to each other.
Santillan has big plans for the future. He wants AgriFarm to one day be vertically integrated, from producing the seeds to growing and drying the hemp to extracting the CBD. And he wants to make those services available to other hemp farmers. He's also in talks with people in Ohio, West Virginia, and Maine about partnering to grow hemp in those states. He's plowed about $500,000 into the venture so far and takes me outside to see some of his biggest investments.
Okay, so what's outside?
So outside we have our combine and our John Deere 4050 tractor, our babies.
Big babies.
That's right.
Santillan says his business is about more than turning a profit. He says the hemp industry will bring jobs to rural areas like his. And the products they create have the potential to make life better for people, like his wife, who has found that CBD oil reduces her migraine symptoms.
It is. It's exciting. You know, this is the first year that hemp is allowed to be grown as a result of the Farm Act, and everyone that's involved this year has been part of history in the making.
It's a new era, says Santillan. In fact, the local police chief stopped by the morning of my visit. He got a tour of the warehouse, gave the guys some advice on security, and wished them luck. For Here and Now, I'm Liz Reed in Pittsburgh.